was it after what seems to be an entire lifetime performing live? How was that for you?
How was that? I should probably get closer to the mic.
No, you're absolutely fine where you are. You're absolutely fine where you are.
How was it? It was like walking into a hurricane. But we're very well rehearsed, so, you know, I was prepared for it. But it was actually great to play. If you think about it, you know, we spent 4 hours getting up the motorway to play for half an hour. And, you know, that's a bit of an effort. But people out here, you know, being here in the rain to listen to music, it's a good thing. And I enjoyed it. And when we were playing Slave to the Rhythm, I worried about playing a slow song in the middle of the afternoon. Well, relatively slow, but I thought, God, you know, in the rain, what's a nicer thing to hear than Slave to the Rhythm? I'd enjoy it.
You know, when you're stood on stage and you're obviously undercover, you're dry, and the rain's pouring outside and the crowd is still going, do you feed off that? Does it give you energy?
Well, it just makes me realise how powerful music is, really. Because they're there for the same reason that we're there. Because even though we're under shelter, it's not exactly, you know, it's not exactly like luxurious, you know. But it's much harder for them. Yeah, it was great when all the umbrellas came out.
Yep,
I think when we were doing Slave to the Rhythm,
you see the umbrellas moving. Yeah, as people are dancing.
Yeah, there was lots of people who were dancing to Relax as well. Yeah.
And obviously, you perform a variety of different songs. I've got to ask you though, because we, as a team, were stood from the side watching, and the girls came on and they were singing a Tattoo song. Yeah. All the things she said.
Yeah,
absolutely phenomenal.
I know. Well, it's all songs that I've written or done, you know.
Yeah.
And I wrote the lyrics for that and produced the record, you know. So, they're great. That's actually Florence's first gig with us. And we had someone else was doing the gig, but then at the last minute they couldn't. She came in and she's really good. She was really good.
Superb. Her and Izzy, vocals were amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, all my singers sing in tune. The only one who sings out of tune is me.
Now, obviously, you know, all the songs you bring, let's say you put a relatively slow one in there, the crowd are still excited. When you have got a variety of songs that you've written, that you've produced, what song is performed that you enjoy the most?
God, that's a really difficult... I enjoy playing all the big hits, man. It's like, because you can feel people recognise them and they enjoy them, you know? That's what we're doing, really. We're not, you know, playing... So I was going to make a joke this afternoon. I was going to say, what would you like us to play next? We've got this 8-minute piece about the coronavirus that we've written, and we've put a lot of work in. We can play that, or we can play Video Kill the Radio Star. And Noel was going to go like, get out of it. But, you know, we're all just about, you know, big hits, especially if we're only playing for half an hour, so everyone knows all the songs, you know.
And that, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's a relatively short amount of time to be on stage.
Yeah.
So have you got to be quite selective of the songs you
pick? Yeah, well, you know, we're playing an hour and a half set next week in Ireland, and we're doing like another 7 songs, you know. I'm Not in Love, The Power of Love, Living in the Plastic Age, you know, all kinds of other songs that we have, so...
And, you know, when you listen to music of today, the different artists we've got, the Ed Sheerans, the Justin Biebers, and the different bands and groups that are out there, are there any that you really enjoy?
Yes. I really like Bruno Mars, and I really like that last record you made. I don't know what it's called.
Is it the one, the Silk Sonic one?
Yes.
Yeah, Leave the Door Open.
Leave the Door Open.
Yeah. Great song.
That's really good. I love Mark Ronson's stuff because... He kind of like, his inspiration comes from an era that I grew up in, you know, so I recognize it, but he does it so well. And those records, I mean, Bruno Mars is amazing. You know, Ed Sheeran, I've got to say, he's an amazing songwriter, and for a guy with just a rhythm box and him and a guitar, he's amazing. But if I'm going to listen to something for me, I like Bruno Mars.
That's the way you would go. You go.
Yeah, I'd go that way. Yeah.
So you've obviously mentioned that you've got the show coming up in Ireland. What's next? What are you doing over the coming weeks? Because you've missed 18 months of being out here. What are you going to do?
What am I doing? I'm actually doing an album for Deutsche Grammophon of like very gentle versions of famous songs. I mean, I don't know why they hired me to do it, but you know.
You've got to be doing something right.
Well, the guy said to me, I want to challenge you to see if you can do it and to keep it totally like just three instruments or whatever. So that's what I'm working on at the moment.
Wow. And is it, do you find that obviously you've been in the music industry for a while, do you find that a new challenge can be hard to come by?
Yes. But I think I'm really lucky. I'm 72 and I'm still somebody who still wants to pay me to make a record. You know, I thank God for that, you know.
So what would you say then, and this is my final question for you, of all the songs that you've written, you've produced, what's the biggest hit for you?
Well, you know, if you're just looking at the biggest hit, Video Killed the Radio Stars had like a billion plays or whatever, you know. If I have to say the best technical record I ever made was Owner of a Lonely Heart, I think it was the most groundbreaking new record. But then you know, so was Moments in Love and so was a few of the other ones I've made. So, you know, it's very hard for me. But if I have to listen to something from my own stuff, right? If I get, sometimes, you know, we're working on a record, you get a bit crazy and you think, I need to listen to something I've done that I like. I always end up going back to Seal. Seal's first album, second album, and the fourth album. They're my kind of my favourites.
Kiss from a Rose, I think, from Seal.
Kiss from a Rose, beautiful. Yeah.
Absolute favourite. Absolutely. Yeah. Trevor, absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks ever so much for putting on the show. And good luck with everything that's coming up.
Well, thank you.